Listen to me. You are not lost in the crowd of humanity. God knows your name. God has known you since before you were born.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, welcome to Straight Talk. This is Mark Jobe. Great to be with all of you listeners all the way from northern Indiana to greater Chicagoland to up by the Wisconsin border, and so many of you that listen from all over the world via the internet. I want to let you know that if you find this program broadcast at an inconvenient time, we have a solution just for you. Thousands of people already have downloaded the Straight Talk app. So we have hundreds of messages that you can just listen to at your leisure. I want to highlight especially today those of you that are in a marriage or struggling with your family. I have a passion to see families operate in their God-given, healthy destiny. And I spend a lot of my time talking to marriages that are struggling or parents that are working with children that are in difficult seasons of their life. And so here's a couple series that I want to just highlight, let you know that we have on our app. We have a series entitled God, Love, Sex. For those of you wrestling through this whole issue of sexuality and purity, especially if you're dating or even if you're married, we tackle that topic. Also have In His Image, Renewing Your Relationships. This is all about relationships and how God transforms those relationships. Have a series also for those of you that are married or getting married, a series entitled Before and After I Do. The meaning of I do, this is all about marriage and marriage relationships. Also have a series that's been super popular called His Needs, Her Needs. If you're getting married or if you're in a marriage relationship right now, I got an email recently from someone that said that that series has transformed their message around. It was a husband who wrote to me and said that series helped me understand my wife and my responsibility in a fresh new way, and our marriage is at a whole different level. So His Needs, Her Needs. Download the app as soon as you can. It's free, and you can download it by going to www.pastormarkjobe.com. That's pastormarkjobe.com. I hope you find this resource to be an incredible encouragement to your spiritual life.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Straight Talk. We are concluding our message on dealing with disappointment today, which is part of our series called Emotional Intelligence. Let's join Pastor Mark as he walks us through the concept of how to deal with disappointment. Let's turn in our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9.
The disciples woke him up and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, he rebuked the wind, and he said, "Waves, quiet, be still." And the wind died down and was completely calm. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" I want to give you just a couple of steps here that I believe maybe you need to take so that you don't cross the line from disappointment to despair or destruction. Because I believe you have a choice today. Some of you are disappointed, but some of you can let your disappointment lead to destroy your life. Or some of you can make choices today that do not allow disappointment to destroy you. And it's really a choice that you make. And so here's a couple of the choices that I see. And I want you to write them down if you're taking notes. And these are the choices that we have. Number one, in dealing with the disappointment without letting it destroy you, do not allow pressure to turn into breakdown. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 9 says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not abandoned. We're struck down, but not destroyed." Do not allow pressure to turn into breakdown. You oftentimes what happens is that in the midst of pressure, we start allowing the pressure of life, the pressure of disappointment, to turn into a major breakdown in our life. The disciples decided to go across the boat with Jesus, and as they were crossing in the boat, you would think that if Jesus is in the boat, you're safe, right? I mean, nothing better than Jesus in the boat. Don't worry. Don't worry about sharks, storms, pirates. Jesus is in the boat. And some of you have felt somewhat like that as you go about life. Hey, don't worry. Jesus is in the boat of my life. And so I know things happen to people, but Jesus is in my boat. So therefore, I'm okay. So the disciples were a little bit shocked in the beginning as the waves start getting worse and the wind starts stirring up and the waves start growing and water starts coming in. And where's Jesus? Oh, he's sleeping. Way to go, Jesus. I mean, seriously, some of you have been in the midst of disappointment and you're like, hey, is the ringer or buzzer to heaven not working? Because it doesn't seem like Jesus is waking up in my situation. So the pressure starts mounting. You can see the disciples. The waves are being thrown back and forth and water's getting into the boat. And suddenly they're coming under pressure. Now they're feeling like, hey, this boat is not going to make it. And as the pressure mounts on them, it seems like their faith starts going and their fear starts becoming overwhelmed, even though Jesus is in the boat. There's a big difference between Paul said, we are pressed, but not crushed. Here's what I've noticed. The difference between people that are pressed, but don't allow it to turn into a breakdown, is one small word. Hope. Hope. You see, when you start losing hope, then you get crushed by disappointment. What keeps you going at times is hope. Hope is the expectation of a better future. Hope is the sense that I may be going through a hard time right now, but I know that God is in control, that God is on the throne, that God is good, that there is a master plan in all of this. And so I may be under pressure now, but I will not be crushed because I have hope. Have you ever looked in the eyes of someone that's lost hope? Have you ever talked to someone, the hollowness that is there, the sense of nothing will change? But sometimes in the middle of people's trauma, disappointment, in the middle of the years of disappointment, what can sustain us is hope. I heard one time tell of a story of a town that was next to a proposed dam that they were going to unleash, and the entire dam, the entire water would be, the village would be underwater as they released the dam. And a reporter went out to interview people within the town. The reporter saw the nicely manicured lawns and the house is well kept and sort of this cheeriness about the town. It was well organized and people seemed to take pride in their neighborhoods and how well they kept things up. And once the proposed opening of the dam was announced to the entire town, the reporter went back, and what astounded the reporter is that the reporter saw a whole different town. The lawns were not taken care of. There was trash in the street. There seemed to be this gloom and depression that existed in the town that had not existed before. And so the reporter interviewed someone, and they said, "What has happened to this town?" And the neighbor said, "Where there is no hope in the future, there's no power to change the present." And that's a little bit what happens in our life. If you have no hope for the future of your life, if you've lost hope for your marriage, for your life, for your destiny, if you sort of give up and say, it's just always going to be this way, nothing's ever going to change. If you lose hope, then you lose the energy to change things. If you lose hope, there is no power to change things now. What hope does is hope gives you the expectation of a better future. And listen, I believe that if you have faith in God through Jesus Christ, that we should be the most hope-filled people on the face of this earth. Yeah, I'm not talking about the kind of hope that's propagated in, you know, the old Jamaican song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about Hakuna Matata from The Lion King, you know, just no worries. I'm not talking about ignoring problems and just trying to have a positive mindset. I'm talking about hope that's built in something more sturdy than that. Something that has a foundation. Here's why I'm a positive person. I have hope in the future because I know that the God that I serve is sovereign. That means he has power over the past, the present, and the future. And not only is he sovereign, he is not this evil dictator. The God that has power over the future is good and compassionate, and he works all things to the good of those that love him. So if I know that the God of the universe has this world in his hand, and I know that he's good, listen, and I know that he knows my name, and I know that he cares, it makes me positive. Secondly, don't allow confusion to turn into despair. Paul says, we are perplexed, but not in despair. There are things in life that you will not understand why they happen. And I won't understand why they happen. There are things in life that confuse you, don't they? I don't know about you, but there's things in life that confuse me. I've been a pastor for a long time. I've done way too many funerals of young people killed in tragic death. I've set beside way too many mothers that are wailing over a teenager that they thought would outlive them or bury them, and they're the one burying them. I've stood beside mothers who've lost six-year-olds. I've stood beside weeping fathers who can't make sense of the loss of their 17-year-old son. Oh, I've been there way, way too many times. And there's always in the midst of tragedy, always in the midst of situations like that, things that we don't understand, there's always the tendency to say, why? Why him? Why now? Why not me? I don't understand this. It doesn't make sense in this universe. What did I do wrong? Is this punishment? I don't understand why this is happening. Oh, I don't know if you've ever been there. If you've lived long enough, you've been there. Here's what I've discovered over the years. I don't even try to explain why. You know why? I don't know.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Dealing with Disappointment, which is from our current series called Emotional Intelligence. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. His message, Dealing with Disappointment.
Isaiah chapter 55 says, for my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. We may never understand certain things about why certain things happen in this world. But I've noticed there's a difference between those that are confused and perplexed and cannot explain why, and those that are perplexed and allow it to lead them to despair. You see, really the ultimate thing is the trust factor. I may not understand why, but I trust the who, and that's God. I may not be able to explain why we live in a fallen world. We live in a world where bad happens and pain and suffering exist. And I know this, that it's not God's will and it's not his desire, but to a large extent, we've chosen our path and we've messed up a good creation that God gave us, that his desire and plan is not for evil to happen. God is not the author of evil, never. All good things come from God. We have brought on much evil upon ourselves. We live in a system that doesn't always work, in a place where people suffer and don't die quickly, where good people sometimes get hurt and bad people sometimes seem to prosper in our minds as we see them. But here's what I do know, that God is still good and God is on the throne, and that although I may not always understand exactly why things happen, you cannot let your confusion turn to despair. The disciples, in the middle of the boat, as the waves were coming in, they finally woke Jesus up. And the first thing they said to Jesus was, "Teacher, don't you care? I mean, seriously, don't you see us taking water out of the boat and the panic that's on us? And hey, don't you care?" Because oftentimes in the middle of our disappointment, in the middle of our tragedy, it's easy to think that God doesn't care. It's easy to think that we're just a number. It's easy to think that no one's paying attention. It's easy to think that in the midst of our disappointment, that our friends don't care and our loved ones don't care and God himself doesn't care. Oh, it's easy to go there in our dark moments. All along, he cared. I mentioned this last week, but I just want to mention it again. You see, despair, confusion in our minds sometimes can lead us to despair. And when despair sets in, we lose faith. Faith that God really cares. Faith that we're important. Faith that there is a purpose and a destiny to us. I want you to look up at me this morning. This is really important that you understand. Listen to me. You are not lost in the crowd of humanity in God. God knows your name. He knows your DNA. God has known you since before you were born. He has tracked and journeyed with you. You're not just dad on some heavenly information center. This God of the universe deeply cares about your life, about your destiny. In fact, the psalmist says that our tears are kept in a bottle. In other words, that God is aware of every time you've cried. God has heard every prayer, that you are deeply. You say, well, how could God love so intimately so many people? Listen, because he's God. Never for a moment doubt the love of God, the compassion of God, the sense that God knows you and loves you and cares about your destiny. Because the moment you've lost that, you've lost faith. I want you to know the God of the universe declares that nothing can separate you from that incredible, powerful love. So in the moment of disappointment, do not allow your mind to go to the places of feeling like I'm alone in the universe and no one else even cares. Thirdly, I'm talking about how not to let disappointment destroy your life. Listen, thirdly, do not allow opposition to turn into isolation. Paul says, I'm persecuted, but not abandoned. The word persecution means someone that's being pursued, like being hunted down like an animal. And sometimes what happens is in the middle of persecution, in the middle of conflict, in the middle of feeling like people come against you, you start feeling like I am isolated. You start to believe that everybody's against you, that no one, that you are out on your own and that you are abandoned. There's nothing worse than feeling abandoned. How about it? I think we have a generation that struggles with abandonment issues. I've talked to, just at this encounter retreat that we have, a young girl got up, a teenage girl got up, and she shared how her father had sort of left the family when she was young, and with tears and wailing and weeping, talked about her feeling of abandonment. There's something that cuts deeply to our soul when we feel like we've been rejected, especially by those that we love. If you've been through a bad divorce, you know, no matter how much bravado you want to put on the outside, the deep feeling of rejection. If you've ever had a distant relationship with a father or a mother, especially when you're young and they weren't a part of your life, and you may say, oh, I don't care. He's not a father to me. That's just biological. Hey, you can say what you want on the outside, but I can guarantee you, deep inside, you've struggled with feelings of abandonment. Oh, you can be brave and hard, and I don't care. He means nothing to me. But I know, oh, I know, that there's nothing more devastating than the feelings of abandonment within our soul. And sometimes when people are coming against us, and sometimes when the battle is there, and sometimes when we start to feel like we are abandoned, Paul said, listen, we may be, Paul declares it, hey, we may go through a tough time, we may be persecuted, but listen, we are not abandoned. And if you are going through a tough time and in your mind you are creating this scenario of being abandoned, this scenario of isolation, and when we feel abandoned, we isolate ourselves oftentimes. The last thing that you need in the middle of your disappointment is to isolate yourself from people. The last thing that you need is to go into your own room and pull out that Jack Daniels and take another swig and drink on your own. Listen, the last thing that you need is to cocoon yourself away and say, I don't want to be around people right now. I don't feel like being around people. We isolate ourselves. We put ourselves aside and we start feeling like no one cares. We are isolated. If we were to drop dead tomorrow, probably no one would really miss us that much. Listen, that is the lie of abandonment. Don't go there. What you really need is connection with people and connection with God. And lastly, and I close with this, do not allow loss to turn into defeat. Paul says we're struck down, but not destroyed. There's a difference between losing and being destroyed. There's a difference between loss and defeat. How about it? You've ever seen a boxing match? He gets knocked down, but I've seen guys come back and win the battle. Oh, they were knocked down, but they were not destroyed. To quote a famous philosopher of our generation, Mike Tyson. I don't know if this was before or after he bit the ear, but, you know, it was. Mike Tyson that said, and I won't try to imitate his voice. He said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Isn't it true? We all have a plan until we get struck. Then our plans go out the window sometimes. We're stunned by the fact that life hit us. And some of us get knocked down. And what happens oftentimes, if we're not careful, we're disappointed because we got knocked down. We lost the battle. But listen, it's not about whether you got knocked down within this last year, this last 6 months, this last 2 months. It's not about whether you got knocked down. The big question is, what did you do after you got knocked down? The big question is, are you getting up? Hey, are you getting up? Oh, I know some of you have been knocked down. Oh, I know you have been criticized. Oh, I know it didn't turn out the way you wanted to. Oh, I know there has been a battle and some of you are down. And you know what? You can stay down there. You can lick your wounds. You can talk about how unfair life has been and how you don't deserve it. And you can wallow in self-pity and you can sort of build your little home down in the floor of self-pity. And you can spend a long time there and you can live there. You can retire there and you can sort of check out of life there, but that has allowed your loss to turn into destruction. And I want to tell you, listen, that is not God's destiny for your life. That is not God's destiny and purpose for your life. You have bigger purposes than that. Get up. Get up. Oh, I know you've been knocked down. Oh, I know it hurts, but get up because it's not over. God still has a purpose for you, father. God still has a purpose for you, teenager. God still has a purpose for you. Listen, I know it's your third divorce. God has not finished with your life yet.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe in Chicago, and this concludes our message called Dealing with Disappointment from our Emotional Intelligence series. Please tune in on the next Straight Talk as we finish up our series with a message entitled Unmasking Shame. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.